You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ around the world. Today, we have with us Dr. Matt Pinson. He's the president of Welch College, and he's here to share with us a little preview, if you will, of Forum 22. So, Dr. Pinson, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Moody.
Well, I've been looking at your schedule and the speaker lineup, and it's very exciting what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, March the 6th through the 8th on the campus of Welch College. Give us a little preview of the speakers and what we can expect if we show up in Gallatin in a couple of days.
Well, it's on Sunday night, we're going to have Dr. Jesse Owens, who is a professor here at the college. He's assistant professor in our Divinity School, and he's also a church planter of Emmanuel Church out here in Gallatin. And he's going to be preaching on Matthew 11, and we're excited about that. And then we're also going to have several different workshops and seminars that we're going to have both days. We're especially excited about Dr. Harry Reeder and his wife Cindy, who will be special guests of ours. They've been with us before and are very highly esteemed in our denomination. And so they're going to be with us, and he's going to be preaching and speaking, and I'm going to interview him for a luncheon. And he's going to be talking about issues regarding church health, church revitalization, and things that are very relevant to our denomination today. And so we're excited about that. His wife is a wonderful speaker, and she'll be speaking to our women. We're also going to have our special friend from New York City, Jerry Nunez, who's a part of an Armenian Baptist congregation up there in Yonkers, and he's going to be with us, and we're excited about that. We learned yesterday that Virgil Walker is not going to be able to be with us because of an unavoidable conflict that has come up for him, but we're going to have him back soon. But Dr. Paul Harrison will be with us as well, and so that's going to be exciting.
It's exciting, and so I know many of our listeners are probably perhaps most aware of Dr. Reeder. He has a podcast, if folks aren't aware. Dr. Pinson, he's just an expert in a many number of things, isn't he? Leadership, church revitalization, a lover of history as well.
That's right. Dr. Reeder, he specializes in church revitalization, and he's done a number of church revitalizations over the years. He pastors a very large church down in Birmingham, a conservative Presbyterian church down there, Briarwood. But he's been a pastor of all different sizes of churches and has really had a great deal of experience in taking small, struggling congregations and seeing them revitalized through the gospel and through biblical methods. And so he's got a lot to teach us, and he's just a wonderful person and actually has a background with Free Will Baptists. He says he's one of the few Free Will Baptists. He's one of the few Presbyterian pastors that answer the call to preach in a Free Will Baptist deacon's tobacco field. And that's right. He was a youth director out at Trinity Free Will Baptist Church in Greenville, North Carolina. Still has a lot of warm friendships with the Free Will Baptists out there, with Al Davis and others, and just loves our movement. And as you know, the Rekindle ministry there with the executive office has worked closely with Dr. Reeder and with his church revitalization ministry, Embers to a Flame.
Well, we're excited about him being on your campus, and you've had him before. I understand he's one of your most popular speakers. You also have Dr. Paul Harrison, who is not a stranger to our audience as well. He's pastoring a church in Alabama also, and quite a historian himself, quite a writer of some of the Randall House commentaries. Tell us a bit about what he'll be speaking on.
Well, I'm excited to have Dr. Harrison come with us. He was my pastor for about a decade at Cross Timbers Free Will Baptist Church in Nashville. Now he's pastoring down in Madison. And he's just a wonderful preacher of the word and has a servant's heart and a pastor's heart. And like you said, he's very interested in the history of Christianity and the great tradition and how that applies to our witness today as believers. And yet he's a very warm preacher and an expositor of God's word. And I'm really excited to have him at the conference. He's going to do a wonderful job for us. He's going to be talking about in his seminar, a Reformed Arminian engagement with Jonathan Edwards. And so he's going to be dealing with Jonathan Edwards, but from our unique vantage point as Free Will Baptists.
Oh, that's great. And I know many of our listeners have probably used his Classical Sermon Index. If you've not, we'd encourage you to check that out.
Classical Sermon Index is tremendous. And it's just it's a wonderful database for understanding how to integrate wonderful illustrative material and other commentary material from the Christian tradition and bring that to bear in your sermon preparation.
And then Dr. Jesse Owens, so he's kind of the youngster of the group. You mentioned Sunday night. It's kind of exciting to see some younger folks, some younger preachers coming along and being able to speak it at the forum.
That's right. We've got a mix of generations from the 60s on down to the 30s, and it's just great to see an intergenerational mix of speakers at the forum conference. And Jesse's doing a great job at Emmanuel Church, a Free Will Baptist church plant in Gallatin, Tennessee. And it's a growing church plant, and it's exciting to see that happen. But he brings that pastor-scholar mentality together with a warm-hearted ministry of the gospel and ministry of the word. And he's going to be preaching on Come All Ye That Labor and Are Heavy Laden, and I will give you rest. And so we're really looking forward to hearing him give the word.
Well, it sounds like a great lineup, a good list of speakers. The luncheon that you alluded to with Dr. Reeder, is that a ticketed event? Is that something that others might be able to attend as well?
Well, that's going to be open to all attendees to come and to be a part of. And so, we'd love for you to pre-register because we want to have a number so we know how many meals to prepare for. But it's going to be a nice meal, and we're really looking forward to a great interview with Dr. Reeder. I'm going to be talking with him about his new ministry, Lampstand, which is about church planting, church health, church revitalization, and it's going to be, and also church growth and from a biblical standpoint. And so he's going to be talking with us about that and about some of his history of 4 decades in gospel ministry. So it's going to be a great time.
That's good. So I'm hoping our folks can take advantage of that. You can go to welch.edu. You could register. Also could get more information about the conference if you would like. And there's a place where folks can share from the webpage. So could share it with others about what's happening and a way to get others involved. Well, we're really excited, Dr. Pinson, about this coming up in a few days and looking forward to seeing many people joining us on the campus there in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Well, I'm glad, and I appreciate your having me on to talk a little bit about it. And, it's also a great time. Several of our people who are alumni and friends of the college still haven't seen our new campus out here in Gallatin. So we'd love to have you come and visit us, and we'll give you a tour and roll out the red carpet.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr.
Thank you so much.
And we want to thank all of you listeners for joining us as well. We encourage you to like this podcast, share it on your social media platforms, and remember that everything we do together for the cause of Christ really is better. So let us work better together.